Good morning. Sometime after Jesus Christ had been resurrected from the dead, he appeared for the third time to a group of his disciples on a beach on the Sea of Galilee. We read from John 21, 15 through 17. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Have you ever been in a situation like Peter was in our text? Probably. Probably you can relate. Maybe you've been in a group of friends and you started talking about someone who wasn't there. Rude things. Uncomplimentary things. All of a sudden you turn around and there he is standing there. It's awkward, isn't it? Maybe that person confronted you about it. I bet that was uncomfortable. It's a bad feeling, isn't it? To be caught gossiping, to be caught denying or lying about someone else. It's embarrassing, it's shaming, and it's very frustrating. That's pretty much what Peter was going through when Jesus confronted him that day on the beach at the Sea of Galilee. When Jesus was on trial before the chief priests and Pharisees on the morning of Good Friday, Peter had denied Jesus three times. Peter was embarrassed, he was frustrated, and he was ashamed. He had lost sight of the forgiveness that Jesus had won for him. Of all the disciples, Peter, perhaps, had the most reason to rejoice at the Savior's resurrection. The last time that Peter had seen Jesus before he had risen from the dead was probably that time he had denied him, a thing which Peter promised that he would never do. Peter had claimed that he would die for Jesus, that he would follow Jesus to the grave. Yet when the time came for him to stand up for his faith, he failed miserably. Peter had denied his Savior, the one person in the world who truly deserves our trust and devotion, and Peter had forsook him. Peter needed some counseling. He needed to be personally assured of God's grace and forgiveness for him. He needed to be hand-fed forgiveness because his guilt was eating him alive. Have you ever been in Peter's shoes? Perhaps you have had one of those guilty sins, and perhaps you've been seduced by the seriousness of your own sin. It's a very dark place. Sin of guilt leaves us feeling worthless and unworthy to be called a disciple of Christ. Like Peter, we too at times need that Savior's forgiveness hand-fed to us. Jesus asked Peter the very penetrating question, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" Now when we discuss this dialogue between Peter and Jesus, it's important and helpful to note the original Greek words used here. Peter, or rather Jesus, asks Peter if he agape loved him. Some of you might be familiar that there's different words in Greek for the word love. Agape love is the unconditional, the sacrificial, God-like love that our Savior had for us when he willingly subjected himself and lived a perfect life, died an innocent death to pay for our sins. Agape love is that perfect love. Peter's reply, on the other hand, is both a confession of his failure to agape love God and a profession of his faith in Jesus' omniscient power. He says, "Lord, you know that I love you." Instead of proclaiming a perfect agape love for Jesus, Peter uses the Greek word phileo, a word that you've maybe heard before. Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Phileo is a kind of love that shows affection. It is a human love, a love that you would have for a dear friend. An imperfect love, however. You can kind of picture this interaction, can't you? Jesus gently but firmly nudging Peter toward the right answer. Peter with his head hanging down, admitting that he, a sinful human, is not capable of loving God with that perfect agape love. Yet, professing that Jesus knew his heart. So there was Peter, with his head hanging down, disgusted with himself and his failure to perfectly love Jesus. That's when Jesus responded with some very shocking words indeed. He said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus' words carried forgiveness and restoration. Forgiveness for Peter's failure to not perfectly love Jesus. Forgiveness for his guilt. And restoration as a disciple, an apostle of Christ, charged with the command to feed Jesus' people with the very forgiveness that Jesus had won for him. Before Peter can even understand the full magnitude of what Jesus is saying to him, Jesus says a second time, "Simon, son of Jesus, do you agape love me?" Well, we, the sinners, see ourselves deeply in the person of Peter, don't we? The guilt of our past awful sins eat at us. Like Peter, we too are confronted by God through the law, and we realize that we do not agape love God as we should. We fail. We can ask ourselves every day, do I, in my sin, agape love God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind? And each and every one of us has to answer no. Our omniscient God looks into our hearts and he sees our failure. Yet, Peter's response to Jesus is the same as the last verse. He says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo love you." Essentially, Peter is saying, "No, I don't agape love you, Jesus. But I do phileo love you. I do have faith in you. I cling to your mercy. I cling to your agape love for me." It's all that anyone can do. Jesus tells Peter again to tend my sheep. Once again, forgiveness and restoration. Finally, Jesus asked Peter the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter was certainly thinking back to that awkward and difficult situation when he was caught red-handed denying his Savior at Jesus' trial. In his first two questions, Jesus asked Peter if he agape loved him. Twice Peter responded that he phileo loves Jesus. And now Jesus uses the word that Peter had been providing. Jesus asked Peter if he phileo loves him. It's as if Jesus was saying, "Okay, Peter, I won't insist on a full-blown, God-like, sacrificial love, but do you hold me as a dear friend, like you say?" Peter insisted that Jesus already knew the answer to this question. And Jesus told him once again to keep on feeding his sheep, forgiveness and restoration. We too, like Peter, cling to Jesus' mercy and Jesus' agape love for us. He is the good shepherd who laid down his life so that way he could feed that forgiveness to us time and time again. And that way that guilt of sin does not eat at us, but rather we dwell in the forgiveness of Christ. In forgiveness and love, Jesus directed Peter, and he directs us to receive forgiveness and to work in his kingdom, spreading that message of forgiveness to all. Peter later wrote in his first letter, Chapter 2, verse 21, that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. We pray. Lord Jesus, help us never to lose sight of the forgiveness which you fought for to feed to us, so that we may feed others and follow you into life everlasting. Amen. We sing today the words of hymn 779, verses 1 and 3. 779, 1 and 3.